Good evening. Last week on this program, we told you about some of the Chamber of Commerce achievements. We're not going to try to tell you all the Chamber has done during its 40-odd years of life, but there are several other outstanding activities which we need to describe in order to give you a well-rounded picture. Last week, we recalled the Chamber's organization at the time Western Michigan College was located in Kalamazoo. And then we went on to tell you about how it helped organize, was instrumental in getting new recreational facilities, and took the lead in establishing the Farm Bureau and the Kalamazoo Livestock Auction. In order to comprehend the importance of the next major Chamber project, let's imagine a busy Kalamazoo business or professional man entering his office 22 years ago. To his secretary, he says,
"Well, good morning, Mary.
Well, what's going on this morning?"
"There are three letters on your desk asking for contributions to local organizations. That's the Boy Scouts and the Merrill Home and the Douglas Community Center. A man from the YMCA is waiting to see you about giving something in their drive. Oh, and a lady called just before you came in asking for an appointment this afternoon. She wants to get your pledge for the Girl Scout campaign."
"Well, that's five organizations in all, knocking at the door and expecting help. And every one of them's worthy. The trouble is, there's so many of them. This afternoon, I've got to solicit some of my friends for the Salvation Army. Why can't all these people get together and pool their drives?"
"Well, that's what a lot of Kalamazooans were asking. Not only business and professional men, but factory workers and clerks and housewives. But it was necessary for someone to take the lead. There were a lot of problems to be worked out. William J. Lawrence was the chamber president that year, and he appointed Dwight Waldo, who was president of the Western State Normal School, as it was called then, to be chairman of a committee to secure agreement from 17 social organizations to join the community chest. Thus, according to the record, this agreement was reached. Charles Campbell became the chamber's chairman for the first drive, and in February 1926, the first budget of $110,000 was raised. The community chest had come into being. Now let's see what the Chamber has done in behalf of public buildings in Kalamazoo. According to the record, it was the Chamber of Commerce which put over the campaign for a new county building. The old courthouse, which stood on the present county building site, was an eyesore, old, outmoded, and decrepit. A Chamber of Commerce proposal to build a new one was defeated by the voters. Later on, the Chamber tried again. Judge Lynn Mason was made the chairman of a committee this time to put the proposal across. And with the help of his committee, the proposition was sold to the voters and was carried. The result, a fine modern county building, which constitutes one of the fine features of Kalamazoo's public square. The old Kalamazoo post office, which stood at the corner of Burdick and South Street, was also anything but an asset to the community. It was in a location where traffic was congested, and the old building itself was unsightly. According to the record, it was the Chamber of Commerce which worked year in and year out, starting in 1928, to get a new post office for Kalamazoo. And in 1938, the present building on West Michigan Avenue was erected, the old one abandoned and torn down. Several of the projects which we have described cast the Chamber in the role of synchronizer. Something needed to be done. Several different interests were involved. Through the Chamber, something was done about it. "There ought to be" was translated into "there is." Very often it was a matter of getting different interests, often conflicting, but one depending upon the other, into a huddle and working out some kind of a plan. One of the best illustrations of this was the project of rerouting Highway US 12 to the west and building a new athletic plant for Western Michigan College. In 1938, WPA labor was available to build the athletic fields, and sentiment seemed to be ripe for the new highway. But how in the world were you going to get all the different parties interested in the project to work together? All the following were involved: the State Highway Commission, Western Michigan College, the City of Kalamazoo, the Kalamazoo State Hospital, the American Telephone and Telegraph Company, and the WPA. According to the record, it was the Chamber of Commerce, under the leadership of Dr. S.R. Light that year, which got the parties together, harmonized their plans, got them into writing, and raised $25,000 to get the whole thing underway. The result? A fine, well-lighted highway west of Kalamazoo, with two grade crossings of the Michigan Central, at which several people had been killed, eliminated from the trunk line. Also, Waldo Stadium and Himes Field at Western Michigan College. I've asked President Paul Sandgren of Western Michigan College to appraise what the chamber did in this project. President Sandgren. Most people think of a chamber of commerce as an organization chiefly interested in getting new industries to locate in the city. What we already have said indicates that this is not the only thing that the chamber does. On the other hand, we mustn't neglect to include that important aspect of chamber activities. Earl Weber, who has served as secretary of the chamber, is here in the studio. Earl, tell us some of the industries which the chamber has been instrumental in bringing to Kalamazoo.
Just prior to the war, Stanley Home Products, Jolly Kids Togs, Single Service Containers, and Beach Products were all brought to Kalamazoo in part through the efforts of the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, now let's pick out one of these, say the Beach Products. Mr. Richard Beach is here with us in the studio, and I'm going to ask him to tell us a little bit about his company and the ways in which the Chamber was helpful to him in locating in Kalamazoo. Thank you, Mr. Beach. Mr. Weber, I note that you became Secretary of the Chamber of Commerce back in 1923. That would make this your 25th year. Tell us briefly how the character of the Chamber activities has changed during this period.
Affairs are more complex. To build a first road, schoolhouse, or service organization needed a will to do the main job. Now, the old often needs improving. The existing patterns of laws, mental attitudes, property shapes, and construction costs set up a lot of technical difficulties to a result that plainly ought to happen. So, men with a will to do must also have the courage and tact to buck the make-ready problems so they can get at the main job.
Thank you, Earl. Recently, a young chap named Ross Anderson has been added to the Chamber of Commerce staff. I'd like to ask Ross if he'll tell our listeners a little about the routine, day-by-day activity in the chamber office.
Dr. Dunbar, we have a family of organizations for which we act as a letter shop and secretariat, such as the Foreman's Club, Kalamazoo Foundation, Kalamazoo Sales Executives Club, Credit Association of Southwestern Michigan, Kalamazoo Livestock Sales Company, and the Junior Chamber of Commerce. Our continuous Chamber of Commerce services are the Transportation Department with Charles Winslow as our full-time manager, the Merchants Bureau, Convention Bureau, Solicitations Advice, Information Center, and home of 200 civic non-Chamber of Commerce meetings per year.
Thank you, Ross. Now we've been dwelling in the past a good deal in these two broadcasts because you can best judge any organization by its record rather than by what it promises. But that's not to say that there aren't a good many irons currently in the fire. A stranger drives along the downtown section of Michigan Avenue in the evening.
This is a nice town, Jane. What a fine county building they have here.
Mm-hmm. But did you ever see such poorly lighted streets in the downtown section? You know, it's funny they don't do something to brighten up that business district.
Well, Jane, something is being done about it. The Merchants Bureau of the Chamber, with Julius Eisenberg as chairman, has just about got lined up all the signatures to a special assessment petition by which property owners on Michigan Avenue, Park to Portage, and Burdick Street, Eleanor to Lovell, will agree to pay for and ask the city to install modern lighting. One other current project. The Chamber and the Junior Chamber of Commerce are now active in organizing and financing a safety council, which will stimulate a greater degree of cooperation for safety in industry, commercial fleets, streets, highways, and homes. An annual budget of $12,000 is being raised by the Chamber Committee, headed by Max Bardeen. But about the future, we'd best hear from the newly elected president of the Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Alvin Little. Tell our listeners, Mr. Little, what is your conception of the Chamber's function in the community, and what are some of your plans for the year ahead?
Dr. Dunbar, it is my conception of the Kalamazoo Chamber of Commerce that it is a service organization. As such, it should promote any good civic project, not only for the city of Kalamazoo, but also for the whole county. If we're going to have lasting national prosperity, we've got to put agriculture on a sound economic basis. 2/3 of all industrial raw materials come from the farm, and the percentage is rising. By helping to reduce the cost of production and distribution, and by improving quality, we can bring about a reduction in manufacturing costs, which will in turn mean wider consumption of manufactured goods and a higher rate of employment. The Kalamazoo Chamber of Commerce must encourage new industry to come to Kalamazoo. We cannot remain static. We will either go forward or backward. We must also help local industry to do a better job. If need be, we will make an analysis of some of the smaller industries and offer management sound advice through sales and engineering helps and risk capital if necessary. My program as president of the Kalamazoo Chamber of Commerce for the ensuing year is to see that this program is carried out to the best of our ability. Let's do all we can to encourage healthy growth in our city and county and pool our talents and resources to keep Kalamazoo ahead.
Thank you, Alvin Little. And that concludes our story of the Kalamazoo Chamber of Commerce.